y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I have a 5-year-old niece, and now she's like super into soccer, which I can't decide if that's early or normal. You know, if I'd soccer, 5. Sure.
Probably about right.
She moves pretty good for a 5-year-old. My sister had sent me some videos the other night. I was somewhat impressed. And because of that, I think I might be falling into this camp.
How much time is spent picking flowers?
None. Like,
you never watched a 5-year-old soccer game.
That's the thing. I have never watched a 5-year-old soccer
game. Be flowers, could be grass.
All I've seen are the clips.
Picking their noses.
These short clips that I have been
sent. I believe we call that the highlight reel.
Yes. I've got a sizzle reel.
Instagrammable.
A sizzle reel on my niece.
Yeah, there it is.
What percentage of parents, Katie, believe their kid is above average athletically? Think it over. And this goes all the way up to teenage years. What percentage look at their kids and think, yep.
You got it.
You at least got it
America
more than most.
Or
United States.
Okay.
Yeah, you're strictly United States. If it's
I feel like
thought.
It's going to be high.
It is.
45%.
No, not 45%.
Is it lower?
No, it's much higher. Almost 70%. Almost 70% believe their child is above average when it comes to athletics.
Do they believe it or do they believe they could be?
No, that's a different stat, Katie.
Oh, okay.
Here is the other stat. This is this one's even better. What percentage think that their kid has what it takes to be a pro?
Well, that's not what I meant. But
to go pro all the way to the mountaintop. What percentage?
Well, it's going
to
be less.
But yeah. Wait.
45. 45%.
17%.
Oh, okay. Well, that's.
Of parents. That's what?
We got a pretty big population, so.
17%. That is a massive number.
But a lot of kids play sports.
A lot of kids do. And a lot of kids are, I assume a lot of kids are probably pretty good, especially
that's
relative to
saying,
their teammates.
That's why I was saying, is it just like the parent feels there's potential? Like, not necessarily like right now, yeah, but maybe we should invest a little bit more.
Maybe we should get the private lessons or coaching or club or whatever.
Do the travel teams.
I think there's a big part of that because obviously the travel sports and I mean,
that's
you guys
big, that's a
know
big commitment.
It's a massive commitment. In fact, it's so big that parents say they now, parents of kids that play sports say they now spend 8 hours a week just getting their kids to practice and games. In getting them to the practice and games.
Yeah.
You talk about 8 hours a week, which
I know
honestly
5-year-olds
checks.
Playing baseball that have multiple games a week.
How? Like that's insane. Multiple games, like a tournament?
No.
Well, I guess what am I talking about? My kid niece is out there with like, and she's got the gear too, dude. This isn't just like they just kind of shove them out in the field and let them go.
Wait, if you're playing in a league,
yeah,
there's certain, you have to have. Gym guards.
Yeah, that's
really the only equipment that's required for the game of soccer.
See, I was more impressed with the level of unis. Like the kit is very top notch.
Did you not play a lot of sports?
Dude, I was in the most ratchet little league. I will find some pictures. Like the big investment for us in little league when I played was definitely the post game snow cones and oranges. That was about
snow
the
snow cones.
Yeah, we had a snow cone stand.
Cool.
That was
a kid would much rather have a snow cone than a uniform.
I was sharing bats, Katie. I had to share a glove some games. It was anyway. Good morning, y'all. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Mid-80s today, y'all, because that's how we roll. That's how we roll in November.
Ridiculous.
Oh, goodness.
Ridiculous.
Well, thank y'all for being here today.
But a bit of good news. The government's back in business.
It's more than a little bit of good news, y'all.
Bad news.
Oh, no.
The penny's out of it.
Okay.
And Starbucks fans losing their mugs for Red Cup Day. Everything you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Holla freaking Luyah. The House passed the funding package late last night to end the 43-day government shutdown in a 222-209 vote. That's a bit close for my taste, given everything that's going on these days.
That's a smidge close.
It got done.
Yes.
The bill includes 3 full-year spending bills for some parts of the government and extends funding for the rest until January 30th.
January 30th.
Which means another budget fight is expected early next year.
Do we only get 2 months?
Get excited.
We only get 2 months before we do it again?
Not necessarily all this, but you never know. You never know. President Trump signed the bill into law around 9 p.m. our time, bringing an end to the shutdown. SNAP benefits will resume within 24 hours, according to a USDA spokesperson.
Hey.
The current level of flight cuts will stay in place while officials evaluate the situation with air traffic controllers, but it should not grow.
I feel like, yeah, you need a little ramp up time.
Exactly.
That to get back to normal. You know, figure out what everybody's been doing.
Don't immediately book your flights.
You know,
okay.
Call them, get them off of their DoorDash shifts they had to pick up to survive.
Exactly.
Goodness.
In some sad news, the U.S. minted its final penny yesterday at the Philadelphia Mint.
That is crazy when you say it like that. The last penny rolled off the line.
Over 230 years in circulation.
230 years of pennies.
God, we're such a young country. Treasury officials said producing pennies is no longer fiscally responsible, as we have talked about. Each penny costs $3.69 to make, more than double the cost from 10 years ago. And, of course, the Mint was saying they lost $85.3 million on penny production in 2024.
Right.
Which was largely the reason that we decided they should be cut from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the U.S. discontinued a coin was the half-cent piece in 1857.
Oh, wow.
But it'll be a while before the penny disappears completely. Over 300 billion pennies remain in circulation and are still legal tender. The final pennies minted will be auctioned off rather than entering circulation. I was wondering that because I was thinking if you were to find one, it would be so valuable.
If you toss that one into circulation, that would be like the golden ticket for coin nerds. You know what I mean?
Everybody was collecting the state quarters.
Yeah, I do.
You had those maps.
Those were great.
Never finished it.
Never got there.
I don't know anyone that it was like it, actually. We lost interest halfway.
It was like the McDonald's Monopoly game, only from the federal government, and you got nothing other than some cool quarters. But yes, still very addictive, and I got sucked into that in my youth as well.
The first official 1 cent piece was produced in 1793 and was originally the size of today's quarter. Abraham Lincoln's image was added to the penny in 1909.
Okay.
And today, Thursday, November 13th, marks the return of Starbucks' beloved Red Cup Day. So caffeine lovers can score that free reusable holiday cup with any handcrafted drink purchase in-store, at the drive-thru, or even via delivery. If they're still available, and if your Starbucks is open.
That's a big if. Big if,
because
y'all.
In true 2025 fashion, a possible barista strike could make your rush even more chaotic. But this year's design is cute. So it's a cozy step in from the cold vibe, what they were going for.
But in my t-shirt and shorts. Yeah. Very cozy. Very cozy.
It looks like a little gingerbread house
I do like the design.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. I mean, but again, if you can get them and if you cannot.
I haven't seen any fights break out from the constable just yet.
I haven't seen them yet. But we are always up to hear about them.
I remain vigilant.
Always up to hear about them if you got them.
Those are the things you need to know now. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
My goodness. If you do happen to get one of the red cups, feel free to let us know what the status is. I feel like I just feel like
what the design is.
No, not the design, just the status. I feel like those things go immediately. Like for all I know, it's you know, almost halfway through the 6 a.m.
It's
hour.
It's not a gingerbread house. It's a little Starbucks. My bad.
Is that what it is?
I just remembered seeing like snow and like a little wreath.
Yeah, no, I thought it was cute.
I don't have one, so.
Look, let's get down to business. We promise you tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. If you brought your red cup to the Renaissance Festival, do you think they'd fill it with, you know?
I do not.
Because you can have your vessel. Like, that's a thing. You can bring your own cup to the Texas Renaissance Festival. I don't know if they'd honor that one or not, but, you know, what's stopping you?
bring your own cup, then sure. But I mean, you're not going to get like a discount on it.
Oh, you're not going to get a discount? Lord, no.
Just bring your own vessel, then.
Yeah, I'm saying if you wanted to walk around.
I didn't know they did that. I thought that was a 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Slurpee Day thing.
No, no, no. Walk around the Renaissance Festival. Everyone's got them, like, well, usually they're made of wood or, like, metal or something like that.
Well, normally they're themed appropriately.
Yeah, this is not.
And often bought on the premises.
Bought at the Renaissance Festival as opposed to this, which would, I feel like, get you yelled at. Like, don't worry about it. It's moving on. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Mead or Steed, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we give you three names. Each name is either a mead, which you can go out and purchase today, or a thoroughbred racehorse, which existed at some point in recent history relative to the Renaissance. Can you tell us which ones are which? Can you get two out of the three correct? If you can, we will send you to one of the final weekends of the Texas Renaissance Festival. You look like you're looking something up.
Yes, I am.
Are you looking up the policy of vessels at the Renaissance Festival?
This is... You can bring it in, but outside food and drinks are not allowed, so it can't be full of anything.
Yes.
It doesn't say whether they would fill it there.
Yeah.
But it does say you could bring drinking horns or tankards and things.
See, that seems very specific. I think, like, if you walked in with the red cup and they're expecting drinking horns, then that might blow you. That might blow you up. But look, call us, meet or steed. Your chance to win is next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Renaissance Festival continues.
I want to make this perfectly clear. Like, if you bring in a Lowe's bucket, they're not going to fill it up for you. Like, they're not going to go to the brim with ale or mead.
What I want to say is, I want to go on the record to say, I don't know that they will fill it up at all. I do believe you could buy a drink and then you could pour your drink into your vessel of choice.
And just wander around and do the thing. Yeah, I mean, probably so. I don't think it was going to stop even. Anyway. Let's get down to meet or steed today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Yes, this is Travis.
All right, Travis, meet or steed time. You should know the rules by now, but if you don't, for some reason, each one of these names is either a racehorse or a, I'm assuming, delicious mead. You have to tell us.
I hope so. That's the game.
Yeah. Are you a mead fan?
I don't even really know what that means.
Mead, it's a honey wine.
Yes, it's what people used to get lit on back in Renaissance.
Oh, okay. And still do out at the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Absolutely
grounds.
Still do. Yes, always responsibly. All right, first name today in mead or steed. Unbirthday. Unbirthday. You're going mead. You immediately went mead. That is correct.
No.
That is a mead that is available in Navasota, Texas. Wildflower meadery. That's the word. Meadery. Next up, and for the win, Glen Eagles.
Mead.
For someone that did not know what mead was, I feel like I kind of feel like I've been hustled here, frankly. Like that's insane. Congratulations, man. You did it.
Thank you.
That's all.
No hesitation. Yeah, that's
zero hesitation.
Wow.
All right, man. Texas Renaissance Festival. Are you? If you had to bring a cup into the Texas Renaissance Festival, would you go with a Starbucks or would you go with like something more?
Why would you bring a Starbucks cup to the Renaissance Festival?
I don't, because you need a cup. You need a cup, and that is an in-demand.
Bring
cup.
A ram's horn.
Like.
A real man.
That sounds better.
All right. Dude, hang on the line. Let's get you set up.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie. Christmas kids, humming right along.
Yes.
We've been answering a lot of questions online, and we are here to help. So if you go to mychristmaskids.com, there is a contact Frito and Katie. You click on that, we get an email.
Mm-hmm.
So it shoots an email directly. So go ahead, ask your questions. A lot of people have been wondering, do I cover the entirety of the list?
Yes.
Do multiple people sponsor the same child?
Right.
All great questions. So essentially, we're looking for one person or one family to sponsor a child.
Yeah, so when you sponsor one of the kids, and this is the same at Mack Hike, Chevy, or on MyChristmasKids.com, that's your kid.
Yeah, you're taking that kid out of the mix.
Exactly. So that is the kid that you are adding to your Christmas list that would not get anything if it was not for your help.
Now, that's not to say you are obligated to buy everything on the tag. Those are merely suggestions. And if you are trying to decide between which of the items, I definitely say go with the needs and then one of the wants.
Yes. I mean, that's like,
because the needs are really clothing based, warm jacket and things. And then you still want a toy or something fun, especially depending on the age of the kid.
And what's cool about this, this again works on both locations. Like if you want to go and get the physical Christmas kid ticket, you can go do that at Mack Hike Chevrolet. Or if you go online to MyChristmasKids.com, you can see them all. But you can filter through your options. Like maybe you're one of those people that, hey, shopping for an infant or a toddler is really fun.
We got
a lot
of those.
Yeah, we got a lot of those
available.
Like
Valentina. Valentina is a one-year-old girl. Valentina needs Pampers brand wipes, clothes, and English-Spanish flashcards.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, like that's one that you could knock out very, very quickly.
She likes watching Bluey, dancing, and playing soccer. And her favorite color is purple.
See, we even have, there's plenty of guidance there to help you
plus
along
sizing,
your way.
Obviously, because if you're looking to buy some of these clothing items, you would need sizes. Shoes are a common request, so that information is provided as well. And if you do decide to sponsor online, we will send you that tag. So we'll send that in an email, which you could then print out and use as you're shopping. So it looks the same as the ones that are on that tree over at Mack Hike Chevrolet. So whichever is easier or closer or whatever, just go choose your Christmas kid and go shop for the presents. We need them back by December the 10th to Mack Hike Chevy. That's a Wednesday.
Unwrapped, by the way.
Unwrapped. Just labeled.
Yeah.
And that's another question. Can we sponsor more than one? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely. Can you get
sponsor all of them if you want?
Can you get together with your coworkers and everybody sponsor? Yes, absolutely. That's it. This is a great group activity, whether it's family or friends or coworkers or whatever. But you're gonna want to go and get your Christmas kids like now while you still have a selection. So do it. MyChristmasKids.com is the website for everything you need to know.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
The House passed the funding package late last night to end the 43-day government shutdown.
Thank goodness for that. My word.
Now, it was kind of close. 222 to 209.
Why?
Don't love that.
This has gone on long enough.
But they got the thing done.
Yes, so it's done.
At the end of the day, that's what matters. The bill includes 3 full-year spending bills for some parts of the government and extends funding for the rest until January 30th, which means, yes, another budget fight is expected early next year.
Great!
President Trump signed the bill into law around 9 p.m. our time last night, bringing an end to the shutdown officially. SNAP benefits will resume within 24 hours, and that's according to a USDA spokesperson. If you're wondering about flights, they say the current level of flight cuts will stay in place for now. They're just going to take a gander, evaluate the situation with the air traffic controllers.
You know, take all the time you need now that you can pay him again.
Exactly.
Yeah, just get everybody more back up. Shake the dust off.
You don't
need to get right back in the chair. Just kind of warm it back up before we start directing flights again. Wow.
A potential moneymaker for y'all that love holiday films.
I'm ready.
CableTV.com is hiring a chief of cheer. Now, I do think that that's a familiar web address to me. So I think that they do
like,
this every year.
Yeah.
It's one of the more credible, perhaps, of these contests. And their chief of cheer will watch 25 festive flicks in 25 days for $2,500.
It's not bad.
It's also more money, I think, than some of these usually pay.
I'm not going to turn that down.
The role even comes with streaming subscriptions, a plush blanket, and another $2,500 donated to a charity of your choice.
Hey.
Applications close December 4th, and the winner gets crowned the next day.
Okay.
I don't know if that means they don't really have that many applications or they just want to make sure you've got plenty of time to watch the films.
That
but
that is a good question.
Either way, yeah. That'll kick off your epic binge watch marathon, hopefully. And it is the ultimate job for anyone whose holiday spirit could rival Buddy the Elf's. Mm. And a branding battle brewing in Oklahoma, Bucky's is at it again. The Beaver is taking on a small business in Oklahoma.
Oh, Lord.
Jared Hewitt, who has owned Nut Huggers Apparel for 3 years, said he received a 3-page letter from Bucky's attorneys that demanded he stop using his logo.
Oh, of course.
Hewitt said he received the letter weeks after having his most profitable month of sales since he launched his business.
Really?
And what does his company do?
I'm going to guess.
Underwear.
That's where I was. I was going to guess underwear.
Underwear and apparel. And he even has a patent to redesign the inside of his underwear to accommodate more active people.
Okay.
He said he came up with the logo, which features a cartoon squirrel holding two acorns as kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, look at this guy. Okay.
The squirrel has human hands.
This is not.
It's holding things.
This is not the same as the.
I wouldn't.
What am I missing?
Have thought so.
Yeah.
He says the initial request came in a little hot and heavy, and Bucky suggested they owned all cartoon rodents.
Okay.
The letter stated Hewitt's logo, therefore, was a trademark infringement.
Wow.
I guess they'd also own buck teeth, presumably.
Okay.
The letter also demanded the business stop using cartoons, rodents, the colors, red, yellow, and brown, and stop using baseball hats. Also demanded Hewitt only use front-facing images. So he emailed back, and he's like, okay, I will stop using specific colors.
Right.
I will stop using side profiles.
Right.
But
they were undeterred.
He gave a mouse a cookie.
Yeah, now
so they came
gonna
back and basically said, great, now that you've given us this, we want everything else.
Oh.
Now, when this has popped up in the past, and it has, and they have successfully sued businesses
many,
in other
many
states,
times.
It's a gas station or something similar. Like, it's a similar business where it is understandable that perhaps someone may get confused.
Yes.
Hewitt also pointed this out, and that's why he is going to fight them.
Is he?
He says, I think it's time somebody stands up to Bucky's and says this isn't right. There's no infringement. Y'all don't have the right to do this and take away people's local livelihoods.
You know what? Good. I'm glad someone's going to attempt this because, again, I agree with you. I don't think you can get confused between the place you get gas and the place you get
buy your underwear
online.
Also, I thought if anyone was going to fight him, it would be Specs, but maybe that's a discussion for another time. Those are the things you need to know now. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the bull. You said something very
I love Bucky's. I don't want to draw the ire of Bucky's.
No one wants to.
Or their legal team.
But I think it is important to remember that they do not have a corner on the animated rodent game. Specifically the animated rodent. They do. But you're right. If you look at the Specs logo and the Bucky's logo.
The Specs logo is an anthropomorphic animal.
Yeah,
wearing spectacles.
I would say a rabbit or rodent. Yeah, and
rabbits used to be classified as rodents.
Yes,
and the rabbit does feature buck teeth.
And you might think to yourself,
in a circle.
Yeah, how have they? And it red, and the color red being incredibly predominant. How have they avoided a lawsuit? Well, they're older.
Yeah, by 20 years.
Older.
20 years.
Yeah. You would like.
And Bucky started in Lake Jackson.
Yes. They're both Houston, Houston mega businesses.
And it's just an interesting side
both
chat.
Both with,
you know,
rodents and, you know,
buck teeth.
Just for argument's
sake, conversation.
Perhaps you can coexist with some of these other.
They're friends.
Maybe. They know each other from back in the day. Maybe that's what inspired
Bucky and the Bunny hang out on the weekend.
Yeah, they just go over to the rabbit's house.
The Bunny's his mentor.
He's got all the good booze, you know, and you kind of showed him the
maybe
way.
Maybe there's a reason that there weren't any other logos that were similar. Maybe the Bunny started it.
Used to have a problem. It's coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Penelope, let's figure all this out with you and Jacob. You said you two have been friends for a pretty long time. Like, how long are we talking here?
Oh, boy. I think it's been, like, a couple years, I guess.
Okay, now how did y'all meet?
We met at daycare.
Wow. Okay, you weren't kidding about it being years.
No. It was for our kids. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
We had kids in the same daycare.
Wow. Yeah, that makes way more sense. I know we didn't ask before, but you haven't been dating for years. Have you?
Oh, no, 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 no. That came more recently, like really recently, actually.
Okay. Do you want to tell us how that transition went down?
You know, the way it always does. We kind of hooked up one night, and then it just kind of went from there.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Tale as old as time.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I mean, at first, it was just that we both had babies around the same age. You know, we'd run into each other, dropping them off or picking them up every once in a while, and we'd talk every once in a while. And we weren't close or anything, but after a while, for some reason, our schedules just really started lining up, you know, and every day we were running into each other. And I ended up babysitting one day from two, which was, you know, kind of weird, but kind of fun, too.
Whoa, whoa. How did you end up being his babysitter?
Yes.
Desperation? Maybe.
I get that.
All right.
No, no. He travels a lot for work. Okay. And when he's gone, he would normally drop Tyson at his parents. But I guess something happened this one time and his parents weren't home. And he had this big conference and he's telling me all of this in the hallway. And he's like, you know, I can see the panic in his eyes, you know, and I don't know what possessed me. I told him I'd watch him. I'd watch his kid and his parents could come get him at my house. No worries, you know. I mean, I guess it's a little weird. I'm basically a total stranger, but it was only for a few hours.
It's good enough, I guess.
And from there, we made like a pact. Like if one of us needed to go do something, the other could watch the kids. And it worked out great for him. But I mean, me, I'm like born in his house, so I'm always at my house. So
wow. Okay.
You got the best.
Okay. And now, well, you emailed us saying things have gotten like difficult recently. But like, what was that about?
Okay. Yes. So things had gotten a little more serious between us, you know, and so when he told me he had to go to Vancouver for a few days, I figured, yeah, of course I can watch Ty, whatever. And then I find out it's over Halloween, which is a little sad, you know, but that happens. And he's still young. I mean, they have plenty of fun Halloweens with the both of them. You know, Ty is only four.
Right.
So we had his costume and we had activities to do and everything. But the problem is he's at an age where he really likes animals, but he does not understand just how gentle you have to be with them.
Oh, no.
And
yikes.
Yeah, long story short, he tried to grab my tabby cat like one of those squishmallows.
Oh. And,
yeah, it did not end particularly well for anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Was Ty okay? How bad was it?
It wasn't crazy, you know. I mean, he had some gnarly scratches on his arm. So Jacob gets home, and Tyson is telling him that Nugget basically attacked him, acting all afraid of cats and, you know, just. And I don't know. I mean, Jacob, he didn't, like, freak out. But he's been a little, I don't know, kind of, you know, short with me ever since. And I can't blame him, you know. Hopefully something like this, like that, should help smooth things over, right?
Oh, man. Well, let's hope so. We're going to call him and see if we can work something out. Talk to Jacob next on Frito.
It's the best.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Penelope and Jacob, they have known each other for a bit.
Yeah.
They met at daycare. One day Jacob was in desperate need of a babysitter and is telling her this
in his hour of need.
Volunteers. And he agrees. Like that's how much of a bind he was in. And that leads to more down the line. Mm-hmm. So they start to see one another. There are more than friends.
Yes.
She's interested in pursuing, dare I say, a relationship. Only all of a sudden something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
That something could be her cat scratched.
Yeah.
The crap out of his son's arm on Halloween.
That'll happen.
But I feel like that's something you could work through,
mm-hmm.
especially maybe with a free date on the line. But let's find out from Jacob. Hey, is this Jacob?
Yeah. Hi. I'm sorry. I don't recognize this number.
No one ever does. We're Frito and Katie.
Yes.
From 100.3 The Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reaching out because we got an email about you.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, this sounds super scammy.
Yes.
We know. But basically, your friend and mine, Penelope, said she feels bad about,
What was it?
Oh, Nugget.
Was his name Nugget?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry about that. You know, I just feel like ever since Halloween, there's been this, you know, kind of distance between us. And I don't want that. You know, I hate that.
Hey, Penelope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty about the cat thing, no doubt. But honestly, my biggest problem was more the whole introducing my son to the occult deal. I mean,
sorry, the occult.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Yeah, you do. It's the switch witch or whatever the hell you called it.
Yeah. She needed the extra candy. That's how Ty got all his new markers and coloring books. What's the who? So?
No. Yeah, no. He caught me up. I mean, he ratted you out completely, and I.
Wow.
I guess I'm just. Oh, I don't know. Witch. Call me old-fashioned, but I'd rather not have my 4-year-old son making offerings to witches for toys. I mean, I'm just look. Okay. I'm not comfortable with that. Okay, Halloween is one thing, but like trying to introduce my small children to this world where witches are fun and they're friends and we'll give them whatever they want. That's pretty messed up.
Enough. Seriously, how is that messed up? It's a friendly witch. There's all kinds of friendly witches out there in pop culture.
Yeah, and we won't be watching any of those either, okay? It opens up kids to a darkness, okay? That's just not cool.
Oh, okay. Darkness? You mean like Bewitched, you know? Oh, of course, Samantha was very satanic. Like, come on. So you're not going to let him read Harry Potter? Or he'd see the show Wicked or The Wizard of Oz? Because, you know, Glinda does go both ways, good and bad.
Wow.
The brain of a teenage witch? I mean, come on. Maybe not the recent. That was kind of
That was a different vibe.
Okay, look. Right? Okay, you must think this is funny and stuff like that. All of those are all messed up, okay? This is our children we're talking about. Their minds are impressionable, okay? They're young and impressionable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and their constitutions are weak or something? guys... I can't tell. Is he joking right now? I mean,
I shouldn't laugh. I don't think he is.
He is not.
It's obvious we don't agree on this, okay? You think this is some kind of joke or whatever. I think it's a serious thing, and I don't think I'd be the only parent with these concerns, okay? It's hard enough trying to keep your kids away from, like, the corruption and subliminal messaging that they're subjected to daily without having to worry about this damn supernatural thing, okay? It doesn't benefit them.
Okay. Calm down a little bit. He is your kid, but you're honestly, in my opinion, being a little ridiculous, okay? You're acting like I royally screwed up here. And I mean, all I was trying to do was keep your son from eating 15 pounds of candy, okay? If the bigger concern is on the witches, my mistake. It won't happen again.
Okay.
I think you overstepped on this one, okay? Big time.
Okay. Look, I think this could be a good experiment. Let's ask some other parents. Maybe people have some thoughts. We can find out, you know, for sure where everyone lands on this. Hang on the line, okay? How does this hit you?
Okay, I will say this. If this is a concern to you, it's a very big concern.
I think that is a good way to put it.
If you're the person that believes this...
That you are...
There's no unbelieving it.
This absolutely lands.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am not one of those people.
Yes. I didn't think you were because...
I mean, I'm not giving up the kids' candy.
You're pretty witchy in general, so it seems like this wouldn't bug you.
Don't make people think I'm into the occult.
No, really. Seriously. Like, what do you guys
think? I just like black!
Some of you, I guarantee you, I know some of you have that concern.
I grew up with people like this.
I was one of those people growing up. Look, call us. Weigh in. 713-881-5500 is our number. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So Penelope tried the switch witch on Jacob's son, Ty.
Yeah.
Not like she was exchanging him for goodies.
No, that would have been interesting. That would have been...
I would understand Jacob's point a little more.
If the switch witch had come for his son.
But Jacob says, good witch or not, he is not into teaching his son about the occult.
Right. What do you think? Good morning. What do you have for us today?
I don't have any kids of my own. I'm one of seven kids, though.
Okay.
Wow.
And I think his being a little irrational, in my opinion.
Okay. Out of curiosity, were you raised
that way?
Yeah.
I'm extremely Christian, and my religion tells me that this stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, personally, I believe witchcraft, you have to worship the devil to gain.
But even so,
even with that,
you think he's overreacting? Like this was just a fun little thing.
Your average person who just exchanges candy for like a little gift isn't witchcraft. I mean, my local dentist's office exchanges candy by the pound for money. Is that witchcraft?
How good's your dentist?
Dude, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you think?
Quite honestly, I think you have to commend this lady for watching this man.
I think that is a massive, massive part of this. She watched his kid over Halloween.
Yeah.
And number two, did he leave any groundwork what he believed in or didn't believe in prior to leaving his child with her? And even though he didn't agree with what she did, to me, as adults, they should discuss it and he just say, you know, I don't believe in this, so I would hope going forward that I would ask you not to involve my child in this. To me, and she should, as an adult, agree to that. I mean, it's his child. He has the right to raise his child the way he wants.
He does.
But to end something because of a disagreement when she was so gracious and no ground rules had been laid, that's a little
You're absolutely right. Because if he was so against some of the fundamental characters of Halloween,
totally,
he would have said something.
You got to say something.
He gave her the costume for Jacob, so he was allowing the child to go trick-or-treating, but it does seem like at that point he would say, but I do not want him to participate in X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. No.
Even if he didn't name the Switch Witch in particular, because maybe he did not know of her existence.
Right, exactly. And I will tell you, I have two grandchildren in D.C., and what they do is, so their kids don't eat so much candy, they love this this big thing of fruit that Whole Foods does, and they exchange that for them for their candy because the kids would rather have the fruit than the candy. But, I mean, this is just something this lady has done to keep the amount of candy down for her own children.
Yeah. I think it's an innocent little thing,
and I think Jacob worked it.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the Bull, talking Switch Witches, and whether or not that is going to introduce kid to the dark arts. Let's get back to it. Frito and Katie, go ahead.
I think he's got his kid in a bubble. And he's not going to be there forever to protect them. But the kid's going to grow up with all our culture, our American culture, he's going to grow up hating his father.
Oh.
Or he's going to have some type of, I don't know, thing against his father, you know.
It does seem difficult because, like, again, witches are a fairly common character in pop culture to just throw a hard line up and say, all right.
We all went trick-or-treating when we were little.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's a holiday that's been around forever, you know, and he's got to expose the kids to the things that we've known when we were little. But as long as he keeps his kid in a bubble, he'll be isolated from people.
It's going to lead to a lot of resentment.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, what do you think?
I think that sorry, caught me off guard.
You didn't think you'd get through.
Take your time.
Oh, wow. No, I thought it was recording. What do I think? I think about the witch deal. Sorry. Wow. Impressive. Sorry, snorted. I think that if it's just Halloween, but if she's like dressing up like a witch daily,
right,
and pressing it on his kid daily,
then that's a much bigger problem.
Yes. No, there's definitely ways you could tell.
You could take it too far.
If you were going to really be turning a kid to
the dark arts.
To the dark arts.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
It's not going to stop on Halloween. Like, it's going to be a continuous effort.
You know, and if he's allowed her to watch his son before, and this is just a one, you know, out of nowhere for I don't know however long, you know, months he's been watching his kid. Yeah, he would have noticed that she was a witch or a Wiccan.
Like to think so, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Or flying around at night on a broom would clue you in. But hey, thank you so much. We appreciate
it.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
I was calling about your topic on the...
Was she out of line to introduce the switch witch into this particular situation?
Yeah, I think she was kind of out of line. Because you have to know how parents feel about that kind of stuff before you just introduce it.
She should have asked.
There should have been a discussion, type of, hey, can I draw? I do think that you would have suspicions if you're her that, like, hey, maybe the anything having to do with the witch is not going to be
well. It's possible it hadn't come up just yet, but
true.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, she messed up not for the reasons that he described, but even just kind of messing with a holiday,
adding a new tradition.
Because,
what
if he wants to do it the next year and she's no longer in the picture?
Right.
Right. That's not their thing. That's an outside force kind of acting upon the holiday.
That's a really good point.
Which,
like,
I don't love.
Anything you do at a holiday can end up, in theory, becoming a holiday tradition.
Which is something that the parent has to then do.
Which 100% they would.
Or then it's the switch forgot about me.
Yeah,
and then, I didn't get my candy and I don't have a toy. And
yeah, see how much of a bummer
tears.
Is that?
Yeah,
I agree. I do think just for that reason alone. Yeah. Just
always have the conversation.
Kick it around.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Holla-freaking-luya. The House passed the funding package late last night to end the 43-day government shutdown in a 222-209 vote. That's a bit close for my taste, given everything that's going on these days.
That's a smidge close.
It got done.
Yes.
The bill includes 3 full-year spending bills for some parts of the government and extends funding for the rest until January 30th.
January 30th.
Which means another budget fight is
January
expected
30th.
Early next year.
Do we only get 2 months?
Get excited.
We only
for
get
that.
2 months before we do it again?
Not necessarily all this, but you never know. You never know. President Trump signed the bill into law around 9 p.m. our time, bringing an end to the shutdown. SNAP benefits will resume within 24 hours, according to a USDA spokesperson.
Hey.
The current level of flight cuts will stay in place while officials evaluate the situation with air traffic controllers, but it should not grow.
I feel like, you need a little ramp up time.
Exactly.
For that to get back to normal. You know, figure out what everybody's been doing.
Don't immediately book your flights.
You know,
okay.
Call them, get them off of their DoorDash shifts they had to pick up to survive.
Exactly.
Goodness.
In some sad news, the U.S. minted its final penny yesterday at the Philadelphia Mint.
That is crazy when you say it like that. The last penny rolled
over
off the line.
Over 230 years in circulation.
230 years of pennies.
God, we're such a young country. Treasury officials said producing pennies is no longer fiscally responsible, as we have talked about. Each penny costs $3.69 to make, more than double the cost from 10 years ago. And, of course, the Mint was saying they lost $85.3 million on penny production in 2024,
right?
Which was largely the reason that we decided this should be cut from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
The last time the U.S. discontinued a coin was the half-cent piece in 1857.
Oh, wow.
But it'll be a while before the penny disappears completely. Over 300 billion pennies remain in circulation and are still legal tender. The final pennies minted will be auctioned off rather than entering circulation. I was wondering that because I was thinking if you were to find one, it would be so valuable.
If you toss that one into circulation, that would be like the golden ticket for coin nerds. You know what I mean?
Everybody was collecting the
the state quarters.
Yeah, I do.
You had those like maps.
Those were great.
Never finished it.
Never got there.
I don't know anyone that it was like it, actually. We lost interest halfway.
It was
through.
Like the McDonald's Monopoly game, only from the federal government, and you got nothing other than some cool quarters. But yes, still very addictive, and I got sucked into that in my youth as well.
The first official one-cent piece was produced in 1793 and was originally the size of today's quarter. Abraham Lincoln's image was added to the penny in 1909. Oh, Target rolling out a new in-store customer service initiative called the Tin 4 Program, aimed at making shoppers feel a little more welcome.
What?
Just in time for the holidays.
They
got a smile policy.
A what?
A smile policy. Encourages employees to smile, make eye contact, wave, and use friendly body language when a customer is within 10 feet.
Oh.
And they are to greet and offer help when they are within 4.
Oh, I would get fired so fast. Okay, so it's corporate policy now that if I work at Target.
You gotta smile more.
I gotta smile. I have to smile. And I have to change.
If you are around a customer.
Oh, but dude, some people can't just throw that on. It becomes off-putting. Like if I start thinking about my body language and smile, my face gets tense. I look kind of like a psycho.
I think there would be different circumstances where it may or may not be applicable. If you're stocking things and someone comes into the aisle, I don't think you just turn and grin and stare at them until they walk away. I think maybe if you are at the register,
you don't just smile and scan. Right.
You just, hey, how are you doing?
Be natural.
Smile. Then
be cool. Be cool, man.
Say something else, right?
Yeah. Right.
Make casual conversation like they do at all coffee shops. On your merry way you go.
Have you thought previous to this that Target was not friendly? Is that a perception?
Well, I'll tell you, I hadn't thought of Target as friendly.
Yeah,
it's kind of neutral.
It's Target.
It's not a Wendy's. It's not unfriendly.
Frankly, I'm not even really certain when I'm in a Target if the kid that's there is a Target employee.
I've never felt like they don't want me in the store.
That's
which I have
yes.
felt at other stores.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the vibe
but
of.
But it's
like,
also they're not Chick-fil-A kids.
No one is, Katie. Those kids are robots. They're grown.
But it's
labs.
Not even kids. I mean, we had a lady. When we went to that Chick-fil-A,
goodness.
She was incredible.
We were in Baytown at a Chick-fil-A.
Lady was amazing.
I have never been served like that at a fast food establishment.
Not even a real restaurant I been served
that's
in that
what
manner.
I mean. They grow them on a farm somewhere because I don't
she
have...
She must be a trainer because she was good. She
I
was good.
Don't have any logical reason for how Chick-fil-A kids can exist in a world where Popeye's employees also exist.
Right.
It doesn't add up.
And everyone and everything is hateful.
All right, 10-4.
Yeah, it's designed to boost customer appreciation, loyalty, and sales, hopefully, during the busy season.
Let's see. Let's see.
Those are the things you need to know, or if you don't need.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. If you want to hit us up at any point, please do. Our phone number is 713-881-5500.
So this is something that we really wanted to talk to teachers and parents about.
Yes. Yes.
A few weeks ago, there was a story, and I found it late, but a teacher found a live turtle in a kid's backpack. And she was in elementary school. She heard like scratching sounds in class and didn't know what it was. And so finally, she goes to the row of backpacks, opens it up, and she's like, because there's a turtle.
Which is not,
turtle.
Is strange.
I actually think it would be worse if it was a dead turtle. Like, at least the turtle was alive.
See,
but that got us thinking. Like, yeah, that cannot be the worst thing that someone's ever found in a kid's backpack.
A turtle? Weird. But I also have always heard stories about kids. They'll grab anything and then they'll stash it. It doesn't matter. It's going in the backpack. And so, yeah, who would be the people to know what the really weird things kids have in their backpacks are? That would be parents, like you said. And
that would be anyone but the kids. The people that have to clean the backpack.
Yes, exactly. The kid thinks all that stuff is normal. So with that, we're going to test that out with you guys today. What's the weirdest thing you ever found in a kid's backpack? What is the high mark where you looked at it, you tried to figure it out, and then you just...
High or low? Right, it could be like an accidental thing that a kid grabbed.
Yes.
Something else.
Yes.
You've heard those stories before. Could be something really embarrassing. Could be something really gross.
It doesn't matter. We want to hear all of it.
Our phone number is 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, the Bull. 713-881-5500.
I don't want to say I have high expectations.
I just know.
I feel like y'all have found some pretty good stuff in your kids' backpacks.
I know that you guys get into some, like, they get into crazy stuff, and then where are they going to put it? In their backpack. And then their little kid attention spans go straight to hell, and it stays in there till you find it. So what is the craziest thing
exactly?
Howdy, what do you got for us today?
Okay, I'm a teacher.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's get started. What have you seen? What are some of the examples?
Well, about 15 years ago, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, another teacher knocks on my classroom door and says, I need to see so-and-so's backpack. So we look at her backpack, and there was a bunny in there. It had been hanging on the hook all day.
What? Wait. So dead rabbit, right? Live rabbit? I assume dead rabbit.
It was a rabbit. She had put dog food in there for it to eat, but it was in there all day long.
But did it come out alive?
It came out fully alive.
Oh, wow.
The poor baby was so scarred.
Why do kids just throw an animal in a backpack? Because that seems to be a common one, like turtles, rabbits.
And they're very quiet. No one would have known. When we pulled that thing out of the backpack, the whole entire class went, at the same time.
Best magic trick ever.
It was the best.
Thank you so much. All right. What do you found in a kid's backpack?
Well, the weird thing I found in my daughter's backpack in the past is, like, you know, she likes to pick up stuff on the road and walking around. So
stuff from the road is what started out, and that got me worried. But you're saying rocks? What else?
Rocks, leaves, different oddities like that she finds walking around and stuff like that. I find her backpack clean it out.
Okay. Now, that strikes me as needing a clean out of that backpack every like, how often do you go in there and pull all of the road debris out of your daughter's backpack?
Pretty much on a daily basis for
daily
the most part.
Wait, this is a daily basis and you find something every time?
Yeah, because if not, we've seen that if we wait too long, it becomes an abyss in there, and we can't. Then you're in real trouble trying to go through all that stuff.
You almost kind of want to let it become an abyss just to see how far she will take it. But thank you so much for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
All right,
kids' backpacks. What have you seen?
I've seen, like, you know, when you go reach your hand in to pull stuff out, and you get slimed all over you. To go everywhere, like everywhere, it just sticks to everything, and as soon as you try to take it off, you're stuck in your hands.
Oh, you're talking about literal slime, like the toy slime.
I'm talking about when they make homemade slime.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's created at school, and then they put in their backpacks, not realizing that it's not secure. So you go in a backpack to get a folder, and your hands are full of slime, then your blouse is full of slime, and everything you touch is just full of slime and slimy.
Do other parents all know about the slime problem? Is this just your kid? Or is this something that everyone knows, oh my God, please don't let them be making slime again today, because
I have 9 grandkids, and 2 of the parents don't let them have slime at all, because it gets all over the house. Homemade slime is the worst.
It's just, yes,
it's the worst. Worse than bubble gum in the hair.
Worse than bubble gum in the hair. It's that bad.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, because they make it, and then it's like food coloring or whatever they put in it. So you have dye, you have this kabobble stuff. Like, nasty.
Amazing.
Now, the store slime ain't as bad, but that's still bad too, because they can get all over stuff and it doesn't come off that easy.
Say no to
slime. People think it does.
That's say no to slime. Thank you so much for the call.
It's not.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, bud.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Well, y'all ain't stopping, so we're not gonna stop either. What did you find? What did you find in a kid's backpack, you guys? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Go ahead.
Hi. I taught kindergarten for 12 years. And
oh,
one...
Oh, boy.
boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's so, go.
One year, they're all coming in and putting their backpacks up, and there was a group of kids around the backpack at the cubbies. I went over there to see what they were looking at. A little girl brought a chicken in her backpack.
Chicken?
How big of a chicken?
A chicken. Like a chicken. It wasn't huge. It was like an adolescent. It was out of the fluffy, cute stage, but it wasn't fully grown yet. Okay. But still, I'm thinking, how are you going to let your kid get on? Like, how do you not know there's a chicken in their backpack?
Right? I mean, they're not very
like, how does a bus
still,
driver not know?
Right? Like,
yeah, those are not. That chicken is not going to be happy. Like, some of the other animals, yeah, maybe. Well, it's not a huge thing.
And if the parents didn't notice, how did the bus driver not notice? I mean, there had to be something going on.
I always like to think the bus driver goes into some kind of a zone state.
The bus driver always notices.
A trance.
Yeah.
Right?
They always notice.
No,
but they
time.
Don't get paid to intervene.
Right? There you go.
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What'd you find in a backpack?
So my nephew had a dirty Q-tip in a Ziploc bag, and he said that he cleaned his ear with one side and a little girl's ear that he liked with the other side.
And what was he? He was just keeping it?
Yes, and he was keeping it as a memory, he said, of cleaning ears together.
How old was he?
How old was he?
Six.
Six years old.
He was six. First grade. And one of the ears had dark brown wax, which was even more disturbing. I was like, oh, my God.
Did you ask which ear?
Yeah, that's kind of key.
No. I'm still traumatized from that. And that was like 7 years ago. And I'm just like, I will never look in his backpack again.
Does he still have it?
Yeah.
No.
I hate that.
His mom had a fit and let him throw it away. I was like, I should have saved it and gave it to him for Christmas one year. But
it's like a wonderful shadow box. Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye, have a good day.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
His name is Ever, and he is going to try to win the Money Minute brought to you by McDonald's today. How are we feeling, man?
I feel I'm ready. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Usually doesn't. You could say net ever. Sorry, that didn't work. In my head. I was writing it would have worked, but...
You got 60 seconds. You got to get 10 trivia questions correct in those 60 seconds. You can pass on any of them. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. And if you have time at the end, you will get a second crack at your passes. Just don't change answers once you give them. Sound good?
Okay.
Katie, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's begin.
What does ADHD stand for?
Oh, pass.
What does the word panacea mean? Panacea.
Panacea?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
In Louisiana, they don't have counties. They have what?
Pass.
Concentric circles. Concentric circles are two circles that have or share the same what?
Center.
What is the name of the board game and movie that releases jungle-based hazards on players with every turn they take?
Jumanji.
What does the phrase, s'il vous plaît, mean? In French, s'il vous plaît.
Please or pass? Pass.
According to the old superstition, what happens when you step on a crack? Step on a crack?
I don't know, pass.
The science of Earth that involves studying rocks.
I'm kind of relieved.
You break your mama's back.
I'm kind of relieved you didn't know that. Like, I'm hoping that
step
one
on a
goes.
Crack, break your mama's back.
I haven't heard that one before. Oh my God, I did so bad. It is a lot tougher than what I thought it was.
Ever, you've never heard that before? You've never heard step on a crack, break your mama's back?
No, I've never heard that before.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think it might have gone away. Did not. It was definitely something that we would hear, and I would very much try to avoid stepping on cracks because I did not, in fact, want to break my mother's back.
I feel like
through some kind of universal karma.
Indirectly, I was just called old. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Welcome to the club, Katie.
No, not at all.
Welcome to the club.
Okay, well, let's go over the rest of this.
Yes.
What does ADHD stand for?
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder.
Yes. What does the word panacea mean?
That's, I do not know.
A panacea is a cure-all.
Really? Oh,
right?
Okay.
So it's like a a remedy or solution for all problems, diseases, and ills. So someone might say they have a panacea for the economy or whatever, whatever. I mean, they never do, but that's hypothetically what that word means.
If it did come up.
In Louisiana, they don't have counties. They have what?
Parishes.
Parishes. Parishes.
Parishes.
And yeah, yeah.
Ever.
I know you said it was tricky, but I think you did pretty well. Ever, so you should sign up again.
Let's do round two.
I did pretty bad, but no, I appreciate it, guys. That was fun for sure.
Sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contact.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Only a matter of time before AI figured this out. How to clone you. How to duplicate you.
What?
Shockingly expensive. Eternos.life was the company. Then they changed their name because that really creeped a lot of people out, I guess.
Yeah.
They have raised $10.3 million in seed funding to accelerate the development of individual AIs. These are digital counterparts that harness a person's memories, stories, expertise, and voice that will mirror how you think, how you speak, and how you make decisions.
Isn't that like, I just remember everybody freaking out when we realized that there were companies that kept your DNA.
Yeah.
Looking at you.
That was not a year ago, Katie.
Yeah.
Everyone got real, because again, it went badly. The company went under it and was like, yeah, but
it didn't go badly.
What about my DNA?
It didn't go badly. The company's been bought out, because I never told them to destroy mine. Oh. I just completely forgot. But, yeah.
Well, people got freaked out over it. Like, understandably so, I think. Like, it's just kind of icky, right? A little bit weird.
How so? But really, like, how so?
Oh, how so?
What do you think they're going to do with that? You think they're going to actually clone you?
Look,
why?
To what end?
Why would they?
Yeah, what?
Why it's you?
Be very expensive, and what do I
bring?
Are you
the last one standing?
I'm not saying that the...
Are you the perfect genetic specimen? No. No. I mean, in all reality, it's in a warehouse somewhere, and no one actually knows where it is.
Yeah, okay? It's just sitting there with every other million
strands. So now you're telling me that a company that can do something infinitely worse...
So much worse.
For you, whether living or dead...
Yeah.
Got... millions of dollars in funding to proceed.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. All right, carry on, as you were.
So, this one was, I guess this is just the latest round of them fundraising, which is why it's kind of popping up. They still have a ways to go. But their thought is, you might like a digital version of you to do the specifically you things that you don't have time for. This is the old thing. If I could clone myself and then I'd have a me to go do all the other, you know, just to do the things here and there that I don't necessarily want to do, that, yes, why, you know, wouldn't that be great? They've made movies about this premise, you know, and then it always ends the same way, because the clone doesn't want to do those jobs, and the clone clones a clone, and eventually you have an army of you, and they rise up and overthrow you or whatever. But, I can see the appeal of, you know, just being able to flip a switch and let robot me, you know, do a couple of things, like, you know, call people to deal with bills or sit in line when I have to, or hell, even do a radio show. Who knows?
Absolutely,
Katie?
Absolutely not.
Do you get to keep it, or do they get the rights to that?
What do you mean, like, do you get to keep it?
I mean, you know what I mean. My fear is that they
once it's created, it exists online.
It lives on.
That means anybody could hack into it,
and then you know.
What did I see this morning? Nobody, like very few people, can tell the difference between AI music and real music.
Oh, this is true. I saw this too. It was
and
like
it's the same with deepfakes. So all that's going to happen is you've made it easier for people to use you in fake videos and everything.
Fake you is totally giving away your bank account.
Right?
Like at the videos, first opportunity. The first opportunity.
See, I don't know that it has your memories.
How would it even get that?
That's what I mean. You're
how would it get that?
You're not thinking of the correct applications. That doesn't matter. It's you in compromising positions and situations and things that will just absolutely F up your life to the point where maybe you give someone who's blackmailing you your bank account information.
That's what it is.
So it's not released.
That's what it is. Yeah,
yeah,
because
that's how
they say,
it's
hey,
done.
You know, now that I've, you know.
It's not actually you, and it's not going to just steal all of your money.
It's the
There's
weird,
not a shadow you out there.
It's the weird Russian guy who suddenly figures out how to access it.
Yeah, and then, man, that's what you should be afraid of.
Good night.
And I would say that that's verging on weird.
I don't think it's weird. In no way do I think that's weird. Like sci-fi, Black Mirror stuff.
Like, but that actually has happened already with technology that's not even that great.
Yeah, just speeding it up, guys. Just going, just racing towards that cliff. Have a fantastic day, and we will see you back on the radio tomorrow.